Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
There's a lot of talk about Made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has four manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S., and with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
Well, hog futures seem set to open at midweek with at least moderate strength, supported by follow-through buying and appreciating carcass value. On the other hand, the cattle complex should open a bit lower today, pressured by residual selling interest and lower cutouts. Now, assuming that cattle buyers would like procurement chores completed by at least tomorrow night, it seems like a good bet that packer inquiry will start to take shape today. Perhaps late morning results tied to the FedCattleExchange.com business will nudge country trading in one direction or the other. Our guess is that asking prices in our part of the country should start out about $136. Live and feeder futures should open moderately lower today, initially checked by follow-through selling and eroding carcass value. Now, the hog buyers were expected to return to work with bids steady to a dollar higher today, with carcass value still appreciating at a faster rate than the cost of live inventory. Pork processing margins are improving. Needless to say, this reality bodes well for further improvement in the country next week, especially as market receipts start to tighten more dramatically. On our corn futures, July corn down about a quarter cent yesterday. July soybeans were up a quarter cent, and July Chicago wheat was down about 1.25 cents yesterday. As far as July corn, it was down again about a quarter cent as well. Now, as far as some of the activity yesterday, the wheat futures in Chicago again down in 1.25 cents early this morning, with dry weather over the southwestern plains, while light showers continue to fall on winter wheat in the eastern Midwest. Given this year's smaller planting, soggy conditions, and the presence of the mosaic virus, it seems clear that U.S. wheat production will be down in 2017, while the rest of the world appears off to a good start overall. On our corn futures, the July corn is down about a quarter cent early today, staying in the middle of its sideways range with no sign yet of taking on a new direction. Scattered showers continue to fall around the eastern half of the U.S., making replanting difficult in the eastern corn belt and giving young crops a less than ideal start. We'll check our futures in a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
June live cattle down 85, 123.07. August was down 70 cents, 121.32. August feeder cattle down 127, 151.50. And September was down 97, 151.67. June hogs up 80 cents, 80.15. And July was down 2 cents, 80.02. On the grain futures, Kansas City wheat, July was down 5.5, 430.5. September down 4.75 at 448.25. Chicago wheat, July was down 4.75, 429.5. September down 4 cents at 444. July corn was down 5.5, 369.5. September down 5.5, 377. July soy was down 8.25, 948.25, and August was down 8 cents, 950.25. July cotton up 95, 78.17. October's down 17, it's 73.56. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.